Welcome back. I'm your host of the Grapevine, Manan Sabir. Yes, we're in the building, and I'm glad you're in the building with me because we got a lot to discuss. But first, let me tell you about what's going on right now. Have you ever just been like real tired, man? Like tired of just being tired. Just tired. Yes, that is me right now. I'm tired. But you know what I'm tired of? I recently got a call. I got a call from a friend, and my friend had a medical condition. And the medical condition is something that is real serious with your gut. I'm not going to mention that because some people probably know. But it got me thinking, and we have a group chat. A bunch of us have a group chat, and, you know, a number of us on this group chat, and he tells us, and so I'm like, all right, so what do I need to do? What do I need to do for myself? Because you got to take certain things as a sign from the Creator. You got to take certain things from sign from God, and you just got to tell yourself, man, what are you going to do with this particular sign? So for me, I woke up with an overhaul brain. My overhaul brain told my body, hey, this is what you need to do. You need to not eat so late at night. You need to cut down on I think I went for about 2 weeks and I probably had some sweets here and there, whatever, some carbs, especially after working out. But I needed to give myself a break. And this was a sign. I think some of you, even some of you think that, man, I can make it through the day. But when you get older, you start to realize that your body is taking in more than it's giving out, more than it's resting. So I decided to do a fast. I'm fasting for a couple of days. My fast is going to be water, fruit, vegetables, dark green, leafy green vegetables, nothing out of the ordinary, just real life and a whole lot of rest. Like, when was the last time you gave your body a break? When was the last time you gave your body a break? Not a nap, like not a vacation from work, but I mean a break from chewing, snacking, sipping on sugar and sending food through your system. When's the last time you did that? Let me know when's the last time you actually took a break from food. I know a few people that still eat pork grinds. I can't even believe pork grinds are actually in stores still. But pork grinds are still in stores, and they're making a comeback. I mean, they got pork grind cracklings, and then they got these brand new companies and dressing up the packaging and everything. It's crazy. Some of y'all need to take a break from that. But I'm taking a break. I'm taking a break. I have to get way, way, way more healthier, personally. So some of us wake up, we eat breakfast. I'm not going to wake up and eat breakfast. I'm going to wake up. This is my thing. I'm going to wake up, pray, meditate, and go straight into working out, straight into the things I need to do for myself. So I'll probably wind up eating some fruit and vegetables, maybe like around 11, 12 o'clock. And that's a maybe. But then I'll drink a lot of water, just try to clear out my entire system. The goal is to make sure that my body is in a state of autophagy, a state of fasting, a state of relaxation. You want your body to take a break. You don't want I want my body to be, to take an intermission, like a real intermission. I want the toxins out of my system. So, yeah, my digestive system needs a break. So That's what's going to have to happen, man. Like, it, And so many of us, are losing the fight on eating. And this time, it's, I don't want my body to shut down. I really don't. I don't want my body shut down. I don't want to go nowhere. I don't want my body to lose energy. I don't want my insulin levels to fall. None of that. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Just imagine for us, people of the hip hop generation, when new money stops coming through the door, the body reaches into the old account. The body reaches into the old account. That doesn't mean starvation. It means your body is designed to move between being fed and fasting. Your body is designed to move between, being fed and being in a state of fasting. I can understand. It's not as simple as it's not magic. It's not magic. But it's also not as complex as we think. The first benefit of fasting is weight management. People think, man, I have to have some type of weight management when I'm fasting. Like this is the way for me to manage my weight. And rightfully so, you can say that. I think recent research involving adults with obesity found that people limiting food to an 8-hour window lost modest amounts of weight and also improved some metabolic health markers. There's a lot of them, but hear me out. You can't fast for 16 hours and then spend 8 of those hours at the Cheesecake Factory. I want to name so many Milwaukee restaurants, but because Milwaukee's so small, I'm not going to out a lot of y'all. But there are a number of us that are, you may do good. You may feel like, man, I'm exercising, working out, I'm going to McGovern Park, I'm going to hoop, I'm going to play whatever. Whatever sport or you're going to play, if you're going to work out, if you're walking, playing double dutch, whatever it is, during that period of time, make sure that once you're done working out, that hour after you are working out, your body is still burning fat. Your body is still burning fat. And it's okay to take another couple of hours not to eat. So you can't fast for 16 hours and spend 8 hours eating like the Cheesecake Factory owe you something. That's the wrong thinking. That is the wrong thinking. Every time you eat, especially refined carbohydrates, sugar, your body releases insulin to help move glucose out of your bloodstream and into your cells. So if food keeps arriving all day, insulin keeps getting called back to work. So imagine your body saying, man, I need a break. And you're like, man, let me continue to eat. And then all that energy is not being moved. So what is your body doing? Your body's just tiring that insulin release out. Fasting creates longer stretches when insulin falls. Fasting creates longer stretches when insulin can fall. So your body may be getting better at managing the fuel that you give it. Insulin has sometimes can work completely overtime, in complete silence. You'll never know, because you'll be thinking like, man, I'm just eating, I'm going out with my friends, I'm drinking this, I'm eating this, I'm good, I'm feeling full all day. And your body's not taking a break. What happens is the moment that your body feels like it's not taking a break, then it has certain reactions. And I don't want those. For me, I don't want those reactions. I'm tired of waking up groggy and, you know, without energy. And so a lot of folks for me, especially in Milwaukee with a obesity rate of 55%, might want to do the same thing. I'm going to challenge y'all. If you feel like you want to do this weekend, go and do it. Don't start on Monday. Do not start on Monday. That's the worst day to start. The best day to start is starting tomorrow. Start tomorrow morning on the weekend. I challenge a few people. Baybar, Grace P, Robert Lance. I'm gonna challenge y'all. I'm gonna challenge some of these grapeviners on the call to fast right along with me. Let me go to the chat real quick. Baybar says, sound like good eating is great eating. Grace P said, I agree. A keto non-carb, no sugar diet is good too. Yes. And Robert Lance said, I can never fast with sunrise or sunset, but I would, however, cut sugars and carbs. Yeah, you know, I would, for me, it's never say never. It's never say never. I know a number of people that have had major scares, and it scared them straight, right away. It scared them really, really straight. So, I mean, sometimes you can fast from sun up to sundown. You can fast from, you know, 12 o'clock to 8 o'clock, whatever it is. Try to do it for an extended period of time so your body will feel like it's burning off some of that energy. And that's what I'm going to do. So I'm going to ask y'all to join me. And coming up next on the grapevine, we're going to talk about Meta and the lawsuit that they lost. And your kids have a lot to do with it when we come back in 3. Yes, welcome back. Woo. I know, right? Man, is that right there? Woo, that's cold. Just off the chain. Man, so thank y'all for tuning in to the Grapevine. We about to pick some more grapes. I'm your host, Manan Sabir, and picking these grapes mean that we got to talk about many different things that are on our menu. And today we got a chance to talk about fasting and how tired you can be if you don't fast, And this is a real chart topper for me. This is a real chart topper because we got a number of things to talk about, especially with fasting. But let me get to the chat real quick. Baybar says, sounds like good eating. We just talked about that. Grace P said, I agree. Keto, Robert Lance, I'll never fast with sunrise, sunset. I would, however, cut carbs and sugars. Baybar says, say when, I'm a king of fasting. That's right. I think saying when my fasting would probably start today. It's right now. I'm starting it right now. Plain and simple. So, yeah, if you guys want to join me, you're more than welcome to join me. It'll be really, really good to have everybody a part of the fasting journey, the grapevine fasting journey. It's really when you fast, what happens is, and this is why I was telling people, when you fast, it reminds you of a wound healing. A wound healing. Not a womb healing. A wound healing. Like, if a... Go ahead, Zach. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you heard it. I said a wound healing. But if you are a regular faster, you'll recognize that fasting reminds you of like an animal in the wild. An animal in the wild, when it gets hurt, what does it do? It doesn't continue to move. It doesn't continue to eat. It doesn't continue to dodge the danger. It sits and lays down. It stops. And that's what happens with your body whenever you fast. And so my fasting, I'm laying this body down for a couple of days. It has to stop. It has redlined to the nth degree, as my mom would say. It's redlined to the nth degree. There's no way that it can go further. So I'm going to stop. That's it. I'm going to stop. I'm going to do a lot of writing. That's the other thing, is when you're fasting, the goal is to take in less, and sit with your body more, sit with your soul more, sit with your spirit more. That's the goal of fasting. Whether or not you adhere to a Daniel fast, whether or not you adhere to a Islamic Ramadan type of fast, whatever you do, the goal is to take in less and less and less. So if you fast for 2 days, 3 days, guess what? At the end of that, however many days you fast, 300 days, whatever it is, you should be taking in less information, less stuff, less input, and you should be outputting actually more than what you take in. That's how you get the benefits of fasting. So, yes, our phones and evil? No, phones are not evil, but you want to at least have some type of self-control around that. And the deeper benefit of fasting is not weight loss. Fasting teaches you that a craving can speak without becoming your commander. The hunger says, feed me now. Your discipline says, I hear you, but you don't control me. That's what fasting does. So, for example, clear example. You're riding, you're hungry, you're on a long road trip, you're still fasting, and you see, I don't know, Buc-ee's or Crate and Barrel, whatever, right? The moment that you see that and you pass it and you're, you know, you have this craving, you have fought against the craving. Your discipline says, I hear you, but you do not control me. I'm gonna puncture some holes right quick, because I take fasting really serious, and I know they're about to do a Buc-ee's here, but I take fasting really serious. And if you look at the amount of obesity here in Milwaukee in churches, there, I think it probably is like 60, probably even 70% of the people that go to church or whatever on Sunday, Friday, Saturday are either overweight a little bit or are entering into that obesity and or obese stage. Now, this is not to pick and poke and prod at folks, but it is to say that righteousness or spirituality and food go hand in hand. If you are static, if you have a lot of static, if you are staticky, right? Meaning food, all these chemicals that go in your body, you name it, yellow number 40, or yellow number, yes, yellow number 40, red dye number 6, monosodium glutamate, like all of these chemicals that go into your body that are made to keep you addicted, that are made to keep you addicted. Imagine you cutting those foods off. Imagine you saying to yourself, man, you know what? I'm not going to do it no more. I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop. This is it. I'm going to stop. And imagine the amount of people. Imagine the amount of people that are in church that once they stop, I can, in for those who are at that, like the spiritual realm and stuff like that, for those who are in that space, when they stop eating, all the other things start operating faster. Everything else operates faster. I even beg to say that the people who fast regularly will start to look younger. So if you got gray hair, you can reverse gray hair. It's okay. I'm not going to say it will happen, but when you stop eating, then you'll start peeling back those layers of static and you'll get to your raw self. That's the point of fasting. So I'm going to fast. I'm fasting starting today. I'm going to go to my chat real quick. Let's see. Baybar says, say when I'm a king fast. Yes, right now. why not? Right now. Jasmine Jazz West says, I'll try fast. I just don't know what though. But I do have to eat for medical reasons. Okay, eat for medical reasons. But here's the thing. If you eat for medical reasons, there are proper ways to eat. For example, when a person has a hospital stay, they feed them hospital food. What is the first thing they feed that person? One of the first things is Jell-O and water. that crunchy hospital ice water, Jell-O. But why would they be feeding them Jell-O? Because they want to boost your insulin. However, is it the most healthy thing? Nah. Choose something different. So substitute the things that you are addicted to with something healthy. That's what I would do. That's exactly what I would do. So substitute some of that stuff. But yeah, try fast. I mean, you don't have to like fast from food necessarily, but food is one of the best ways to do it. Try, chips. If you eat chips, try eating a better breakfast or a better dinner. Grace P said, thanks for the fast reminder. I will start that too. We starting today though. We are starting today. We're not starting on Monday. A lot of us like to start on Monday. I'm gonna start on Monday. Mm-mm. Start today. Jasmine Jazz West says, hey, Baybar. Shaky says, a good fast sounds right on time. Yes. Baybar says, hi, JJW. Fasting clears the mind. Yes. Fasting does clear your mind. And also, you not just cleared your mind, but you think faster. You sleep better. You have better dreams. And you operate at a higher level. So if you're going to do this fast with me, check in, hit my page on Facebook. Let me know how you doing. You can hit me, message me, whatever you want to do. Manon Sabir on Facebook. Let me know. Tell me if you need any help too, because I'll be willing to tap in just for a little bit and walk some people through it. But when we come back, a court in New Mexico ordered Meta, yes, the Meta, to pay a gang load of money, but it might be a drop in the bucket. We'll be back in 3 minutes. From the gate now, cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money, dollar bill, yo. Yes, kids still struggling. Survival's got me. I'm alive on. Yes, welcome back to the Grapevine. I'm your host, Manon Sabir, and we're about to pick some more grapes. Thanks for the Grapeviners in the chat. Thank y'all. Shout out to the chat. y'all been chatting away. Chat it up. Keep chatting about this fasting, man, because I had to go in on fasting. I had to go in and protect my body from redlining. And so I decided to fast. Thank y'all if you fasted, before we go on to our next topic about Meta, if you fasted, let me know. Go into the chat or give me a call and tell me what you did. Give me some. I want some advice. I'll take some advice for fasting. Give me a shout and let me know if you got some good advice for fasting. Like, what are you fasting from? What did it do for you? What did fasting do for you? Give me a call, 833-212-1017. 833-212-1017. Because fasting, I remember fasting one time, and man, it was absolutely amazing. So it was during the month of Ramadan, which, you know, I fast regularly, usually. But I had this go around, I had a 30 days of fasting, and I ate raw for like half of it, half the time. So it was 15 days of just raw fruits and vegetables. I was mixing and chopping and all kinds of stuff. And I'm not gonna tell you no lies, man. It was hard. It was hard. But man, my skin was so clear. It was so clear. No blemishes, nothing. Everything was straight clear. I mean, my eyes cleared up. I had great sleep. Dreams were super vivid, like real life movies, cinematic movies. So I fasted and I felt great. So the chat is going. Go ahead, man. Go ahead, chat. Y'all call in then. Call in, Baybar. Call in. No, raw food, like raw vegetables and fruit. Yes. Raw fruits and vegetables I had. I remember even what messed me up was I'm not a large person. So when my body hits, like if I lose 5 pounds, my body hits that, it's a wrap. It starts going the other direction. And I needed to stop. So I started eating hotter foods like soups and this other stuff, especially during the mornings. And that's how I was able to make it through the entire fast. My fast actually during the mornings, breakfast is my, for during fasting, when I'm fasting from sun up to sundown, when I'm fasting, I'll eat breakfast and I'll have a green juice, and the green juice, it would contain cucumbers, zucchini, and this is in a juice. Cucumbers, zucchini, pears, one apple, two pears, one apple, maybe a couple apples, collard green, kale, and maybe a few slices of pineapple, and then I'll put like some ginger in there, and maybe some celery. Just to balance out the greens. But yeah. And then I would have chopped up collard greens with every now and then I would eat some eggs to give myself a little balance on protein. Man, straight up the best breakfast. And then I'll have a gang load of water, a boatload of water. And not to make it through the fast. But it was, for me, it got to the point to where I needed to have the proper nutrition. So my body would remember on the next fasting round, my body remembered like, this is what we need to eat. And it changed my life. It changed my life. So if you want your life to be changed, go ahead and start fasting and try it. So I'm going to hit the chat again. Baybar 2028 says at Jasmine, just don't eat at night. That's the easiest way to fast. 20-hour fast is my go-to. But Sabir, doing 2-hour fasting. So I'm not doing no 2-hour fast. What are you talking about? My fast is probably, you know, it's according, my fasting goes according to how I feel. If I feel like I need to eat, I'm going to eat. But I have discipline around that too. So basically he's going to eat something as soon as he get off work today. Nah, you tripping. Baybar is tripping. It says raw pause. My phone's free after 7. Man, listen. I'm going to eat when I feel like it, but I'm not going to eat. I'm not going to eat when the craving for something bad is on the deck. Like when it's on deck, I'm not going to go for it. So that's my fasting journey. Hope y'all with me. We starting today. I see y'all on Monday about the fasting. Now to Meta. Meta, a court is saying that this harm is imaginary. So this week, a New Mexico judge ordered Meta, the parent company of Facebook, Instagram, and a few other companies, to put an additional, so that the judge ordered Meta to pay approximately $942 million in financial responsibility in this New Mexico case. Yes, $942 million. To $500 million is to address harm to children's mental health. So they got to put it into a trust or some type of scholarship grant piece. And then they also gave them civil penalties worth $375 million. Now, we have to remember this. We have to remember this. Meta is a huge company, and Meta will ultimately, they'll eat it. Matter of fact, between April and June, Meta made approximately $6.5 billion. I think that was it. If I'm not mistaken, I think Meta made 6.5 between April and June, they made approximately $6.5 billion. So this money is just a drop in the bucket for the amount of money that they're pulling in. That's a lot of cash. So this is not the first of the lawsuits. There are many lawsuits accusing Meta of misleading the public about child safety, contributing to mental health harms, and failing to protect children from exploitation on its platforms. Now, we all know what's going on with social media and how it's exploiting people beyond measure, beyond belief. Even adults, even us, it's exploiting us. We're falling traps to it. We're falling into the trap. You go to sleep, you get on your phone, you scroll. That's the trap. You thinking you're receiving information. That's one of the reasons why I also bought up Fasty too, because I'm not the constant scroller, the consummate scroller, but in order to, for me to get control of my mind, I got to stop. I have to stop. So that's what I'm going to do. The court ordered money for treatment, for prevention, for screening, and public awareness. It also ordered changes involving age verification, underage accounts, notification, and protections for young users. So right now, your son or daughter can get onto any Meta product. In other countries, there are starting to become a lot of restricted areas. So if you are under the age of 16 in some countries, you cannot get onto any Meta products. we're going to continue and talk about this because I think this is a larger issue than where we are, where we're standing. A lot of people have addictions, and we're going to talk about this when we come back in three on the award-winning The Truth 101.7 Radio. Yes. Kids are still struggling. Survival's got me. I'm alive on the... Yes, welcome back to The Grapevine. I'm your host, Manan Sabir, and we're about to pick some more grapes. Thanks for the grapeviners in the chat. Thank y'all. Shout out to the chat. Y'all been chatting away. Chat it up. Keep chatting about this fasting, man, because I had to go in on fasting. I had to go in and protect my body from redlining. And so I decided to fast. Thank y'all if you fasted, before we go on to our next topic about Meta, if you fasted, let me know. Go into the chat or give me a call and tell me what you did. I want some advice. I'll take some advice for fasting. Give me a shout and let me know if you got some good advice for fasting. Like, what are you fasting from? What did it do for you? What did fasting do for you? Give me a call, 833-212-1017. 833-212-1017. Because fasting, I remember fasting one time, and man, it was absolutely amazing. So it was during the month of Ramadan, which, you know, I fast regularly, usually. But I had this go around, I had a 30 days of fasting, and I ate raw for like half of it, half the time. So it was 15 days of just raw fruits and vegetables. I was mixing and chopping and all kinds of stuff. And I'm not going to tell you no lies, man. It was hard. It was hard. But man, my skin was so clear. It was so clear. No blemishes, nothing. Everything was straight, clear. I mean, my eyes cleared up. I had great sleep. Dreams were super vivid, like real life movies, cinematic movies. So I fasted and I felt great. So the chat is going. Go ahead, man. Go ahead, chat. Y'all, call in then. Call in, Baybar. Call in. No, raw food, like raw vegetables and fruit. Yes, raw fruits and vegetables I had. I remember even what messed me up was I'm not a large person. So when my body hits, like if I lose 5 pounds, my body hits that, it's a wrap. It starts going the other direction, and I needed to stop. So I started eating hotter foods like soups and this other stuff, especially during the mornings. And that's how I was able to make it through the entire fast. My fast actually during the mornings, breakfast is during fasting, when I'm fasting from sunup to sundown, when I'm fasting, I'll eat breakfast and I'll have a green juice, and the green juice, it would contain cucumbers, zucchini, and this is in a juice, cucumbers, zucchini, pears, one apple, two pears, one apple, maybe a couple apples, collard green, kale, and maybe a few slices of pineapple. And then I'll put like some ginger in there and maybe some celery just to balance out the greens. But yeah. And then I would have chopped up collard greens with every now and then I would eat some eggs to give myself a little balance on protein. Man, straight up, it the best breakfast, and then I'll have a gang load of water, a boatload of water. And not to make it through the fast, but it was, for me, it got to the point to where I needed to have the proper nutrition, so my body would remember on the next fasting round, my body remembered, like, this is what we need to eat. And it changed my life. It changed my life. So if you want your life to be changed, go ahead and start fasting and try it. So I'm going to hit the chat again. Baybar2028 says, at Jasmine, just don't eat at night. That's the easiest way to fast. 20-hour fast is my go-to. But Sabir doing 2-hour fasting. So I'm not doing no 2-hour fast. What are you talking about? My fast is probably, you know, it's according, my fasting goes according to how I feel. If I feel like I need to eat, I'm going to eat. But I have discipline around that too. So basically he's going to eat something as soon as he get off work today. Nah, you tripping. Baybar is tripping. It says raw pause. My phone's free after 7. Man, listen. I'm going to eat when I feel like it, but I'm not going to eat when the craving for something bad is on the deck. Like when it's on deck, I'm not going to go for it. So that's my fasting journey. Hope y'all with me. We starting today. I see y'all on Monday about the fasting. Now to Meta. Meta, a court is saying that this harm is imaginary. So this week, a New Mexico judge ordered Meta, the parent company of Facebook, Instagram, and a few other companies, to put an additional, so that the judge ordered Meta to pay approximately $942 million in financial responsibility in this New Mexico case. Yes, $942 million. To $500 million is to address harm to children's mental health. So they got to put it into a trust or some type of scholarship grant piece. And then they also gave them civil penalties worth $375 million. Now, we have to remember this. We have to remember this. Meta is a huge company, and Meta will ultimately, they'll eat it. Matter of fact, between April and June, Meta made approximately $6.5 billion. I think that was it. If I'm not mistaken, I think Meta made $6.5 between April and June. They made approximately $6.5 billion. So this money is just a drop in the bucket for the amount of money that they're pulling in. That's a lot of cash. So this is not the first of the lawsuits. There are many lawsuits accusing Meta of misleading the public about child safety, contributing to mental health harms, and failing to protect children from exploitation on its platforms. Now, we all know what's going on with social media and how it's exploiting people beyond measure, beyond belief. Even adults, even us, it's exploiting us. We're falling traps to it. We're falling into the trap. You go to sleep, you get on your phone, you scroll. That's the trap. You thinking you're receiving information. That's one of the reasons why I also bought up Fastly too, because I'm not the constant scroller, the consummate scroller, but in order to, for me to get control of my mind, I got to stop. I have to stop. So that's what I'm going to do. the court ordered money for treatment, for prevention, for screening, and public awareness. It also ordered changes involving age verification, underage accounts, notification, and protections for young users. So right now, your son or daughter can get onto any Meta product. In other countries, there are starting to become a lot of restriction, a lot of restricted areas. So if you are under the age of 16 in some countries, you cannot get onto any Meta products. We're going to continue and talk about this because I think this is a larger issue than where we're standing. A lot of people have addictions, and we're going to talk about this when we come back in 3 on the award-winning The Truth 101.7 Radio.